Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of prayer and preaching found on page 260 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 351, Creator of the Stars of Night. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 19 through 23. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
A reading from Romans, the 6th chapter. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look, says St. Paul, I'm going to cut straight to the chase because your flesh is just too weak, too rebellious, too prone to slippery rationalization to accept a more elegant, nuanced theological persuasion. Bluntly speaking, you Christians, all of you who were baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord, were, past tense, slaves to sin. It wasn't as though you were merely led to dabble in debauchery or accidentally tricked into transgressions. You went all in. You weren't pushed. You dove into the deep end of the putrid, stinking pool with all of your energies and every one of your body parts. And consider then what happened. You submitted yourself in slavery to the very thing that cannot abide in the presence of the Almighty. A dismissal of the very word of the Lord that leads to the incompatibility of eternal paradise and impurity and unholiness. In no way shall any unclean thing ever enter into the eternal dwelling place of God. Yet in your corrupted reasoning, you shall not was transformed into, oh, but I shall. And in your depravity, you shall had become, well, when I get around to it someday, as in maybe, well, never. There's a lot of debate going on in our culture right now about the meaning and role of slavery in the course of the history of the United States of America, and to what degree the unjust, sinful exploitation and enslavement of fellow human beings was essential to the foundation and long-term sustainability of our country. Historians, amateurs and professionals alike, can argue all that they want about that. But there can really be no debate about the after effects of enslavement to sin itself, declares the apostle. Unchecked and unresolved, your sin breeds only more sin. Lawlessness. Your rejection of the good and perfect will of your Creator in all of its glorious order gives rise to only more lawlessness and profound disorder, chaos, disruption. Sin unglues your humanity. It snatches you in its powerful jaws and then devours you with impunity. And yet, says Paul to anyone and everyone who's reading this letter to the Romans, you were slaves to this very thing, the sin that was pulverizing and destroying you. And not only that, but in all of this chaos and brokenness and enslavement, what fruit were you getting? There is an echo of the ancient in that inquiry. The apostle could just have well been asking the question of Adam and Eve. Come on now, let's reason together. What fruit were you getting at that very moment that now causes you to cringe? That is the supreme agony of a bad conscience. But here is its calming remedy in the fullness of divine love. Now, O redeemed of the Lord, you've been given a gift not of your own doing, a gift neither earned nor merited, and with such gift, the freedom to fight. Your baptism did not end a conflict, rather it started a war. Your washing of rebirth and renewal is an open declaration of your daily battle already begun in you, so fight. For the sake of Christ, be absolved of your sins, O believer, and give yourselves to the virtue of his righteousness in a life of holiness that is already yours. And you will continue to know the joy and liberation of a conscience good and secure and pure. You and I live in an age where personal autonomy is often held up as and revered as the highest goal, perhaps above everything else. To us, it is a detestable thing to be called a slave. Get over it. Linger here with Paul. Without exception, always and ever, a slave you are. Either you are a slave of the one or a slave of the other. There is no third option. It's either sin and rebellion or it's the righteousness of God that comes as a pure gift received only by faith in his crucified and risen Son. You know, Paul intentionally avoids the phrase, the wages of righteousness. Before your baptism, there was no righteousness in you for which God could hand you a paycheck. God owed you no positive reward. But his marvelous gift laid upon you at the font is that the wages of your sin have already been paid in full for all time by that one blessed atoning death on a cross. And now the death and resurrection of his Son for you propels its way through human history until the very end of time. Now the fruit you get leads to a life of holiness and its glorious outcome, eternal life. In this way, the grace of God toward all is transformed into your faith, your supplications and petitions, your genuine thanks and praise back toward Him, and in compassionate love toward your neighbor. Thou, grieving that the ancient curse should doom to death a universe, hast found the healing full of grace to cure and save our ruined race. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.